Today's daf's Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuv Tes Vav. We open up a new parak with the Mishnah discussing the various Sifrei Kodesh, the one is permitted to rescue from a fire that is broken out, and these include in the final halacha, Baruch Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Shin Lamadalad Yud Dalad, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Svarim. Mishnah Berurah expands this definition of Svarim to include Tanakh, Gemara, he says V'kol HaSvarim. Now, the assumption of much of the discussion in this parak when it comes to fires that break out in one's home over Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, are based on the ruling that it would be forbidden for one to extinguish the fire. However, one would be permitted to rescue certain items. Blanket permission to rescue one's items was not granted to prevent people in the anxiety of the moment because they would want to extinguish the fire, which would in many cases be a Shabbos violation of mechabe, of extinguishing. So all this is explicit in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamedal Chavav, as the rule in a circumstance where one is certain there is no threat to life by leaving the fire burning, and even a rabbinic prohibition is not permitted. However, the poskim in contemporary times have instructed us to approach house fires on Shabbos with much more caution and leeway. Poskim assume that even a slight fear of pikuach nefesh would permit extinguishing the fire, and it would treat most fires that break out in contemporary times as dangerous enough because they can spread to other homes, they can catch on to dangerous combustible materials, and so on. We should not take any chances and do what is needed to have the fire extinguished. That being said, the regular principles of asking a Gentile to assist for phone call to fire station, doing things in an unusual fashion, a shinui, that still applies. However, none of these principles should slow a person down, even to the extent Rav Malamed brings a Pnini Halacha, Sefer in Shabbos, Chelek Beis, page 10. He says that if one sees a fire and is not sure whether the fire department has already been called, you're still permitted to call. Now, for the widely quoted words of Shlomo Zalman Orbach on this topic, written in a footnote in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa Perek Mem Aleph, that's in footnote number Ches, number 8, that we must also take into account preventing a nervous or mental breakdown for an individual or his family who see their entire life and possessions going up in flames, and it would lead to a pikuach nefesh, possible pikuach nefesh. Says this is a very interesting question, halacha, preemptively being Mechal Shabbos to prevent a possible pikuach nefesh situation. Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, Perek Lamed Beis, Har Samach Gimel, Pei Gimel, the Sefer that brings opinions that permit even a Torah prohibition to prevent Tiruv Das, to prevent some kind of mental breakdown, but one must be really certain of the danger to the individual's well-being to actually permit a Torah violation. Many poskim would agree to violating rabbinic principles, which already has precedence in halacha. For example, salting ice in front of a shul on Shabbos to prevent hezek rabim, that's permissible as per Shulchan Aruch. So same simon shin lamed dalad siv chav zayin, and for a cholo she'ein bo sakana, person who is sick, doesn't not threatening, life threatening, shin kav ches yud zayin, each scenario would be permitted rabbinic prohibition as well. Each scenario needs to be weighed accordingly. May we be spared from ever having to deal with such unfortunate scenarios.